Hi, wishing you a wonderful Christmas wherever you are. Here I am in Worcester, just looking for some amazing things to enjoy during the season. The Malvern Theatre has got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and this is starring the amazing Sue Pollard, who I was lucky enough to meet when I was working in the Oxford New Theatre when she was performing there, and she was just this amazing ball of light, energy, so positive and just so supportive of other people. So it's really great to see people that have done well for themselves passing that on. So that's one of the pantomimes in the region. Another one is featuring Strictly Come Dancer Robin Windsor. That's Aladdin. That's performing at the Redditch Palace Theatre until the 6th of January with choreography by Jack Storm, also starring Simon Howe as the Dame. And Britain's Got Talent winner from Calabro, Michael Auger. So that's full of promise there, Eastern promise from Aladdin. A really interesting thing that the trains have been doing that I've been travelling on, they've been running quite well, so far so good, is a Christmas experience by Seven Valley Railways until January the 6th. So you get to see Santa, have Christmas dining, and also hear carols. So it's a great gift idea, and that's running until January the 6th, so time to sort of fit in a late festive birthday present if someone has their birthday over December. Superb wine list with Rioja, Malbec, Prosecco all available, and Pinot Grigio. So a great way to warm up yourself and take a train departing from Kidderminster and have a wonderful Christmas dining train or afternoon tea. So moving on from that, if you are heading on a train towards Birmingham, some marvellous things to see at Birmingham Symphony Hall. We have Anton and Erin also performing. We have got Russell Watson, amazing classical voice. And the Birmingham Symphony Hall really does a great job of bridging the gap of music for all experiences and ages. There's carols by candlelight, Christmas carols, sing-along, and moving into the new year, Star Wars and beyond. And this is a great way to really bring in the new year on 1st of January, 2:30, the Johann Strauss Gala. So if you can't get to Austria, then that's a good second choice there for you. Also in Birmingham, the Glee Club, so popular just by the Arcadian Centre, where there is incidentally a superb car park. Some wonderful New Year's Eve ideas if you like your comedy. There's gift vouchers to give people if they perhaps like the Glee Club too, and you might have forgotten a present there. There's family comedy show Sunday the 28th of October, lunchtime, starring Rob Deering, Nick Doody, Barbara Nice, and glee.co.uk will be a good way of getting your tickets. So you don't have a babysitter, that's the perfect way to do that. But on tour from the Glee Club, you can find Paul Foote, who's very often on the TV shows, Zoe Lyons, really popular, sharp lady, Jen Brister, who just really connects with her audience so fast, Adam Rowe, The Elvis Dead, A Band of Man, which always does well at the Fringe. So some exciting things to cheer you up over the new year. Another theatre that I just recently become enchanted with in Wolverhampton, the Arena Theatre and Performance Hub, and there's just some great ideas that they're really sort of putting out there. Brand new work coming there, featured poetry with special performers, theatre supper, spoken mic you can join in with. They use their foyer bar extensively so that you can take in a show as you're just passing, really. They recently did a Macbeth, which was by Volcano Theatre, Women of Action by Bent Architect Theatre. And moving forward, they've got some superb ideas for new writing. They had a really good private peaceful show too. So just some ideas to get us going. A really good idea is to have a look at stories that have been told by people that you really engage with and just see how that inspires you. And one of these for me was Fred and Ginger by Gritty Theatre. Rehearsals after school, Izzy is in the chorus and wants to prove herself. She's determined to work her way up through the ranks and eventually secure a lead role, as one day she wants to go drama school. Carl is only here because he got caught, allegedly, selling sherbet dib-dabs cut with washing powder. It's set in a black country modern or academy school, and it's a comedy drama, an homage to those halcyon days at school. So having just been sort of meeting some school friends over the Christmas. I think those kind of shows can really come alive. But also for me, it really opened up how we can look at our own experiences and what we have been through. And it may not be exactly the story that you end up writing, but how it's a really good start. And it could be something quite ordinary in your life. It doesn't have to be something hugely dramatic and sensational. So that's the thought I'm leaving you with today. If you've got a pen handy, a pencil handy, a keyboard handy, then why not just revisit one of the experiences from your life, just a very normal, ordinary, or it might seem that way to you, and just write about it and just aim small, one paragraph. Just start that way and see how it feels, and I'd love to read that. Whatever you're up to today, I hope you have an amazing day. It's all about you, fulfilling yourself, making yourself feel calm for whatever is ahead, and feeding everything that you require at this time. Enjoy your day.